AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do. And I also don't know what to say about those crazy producers from the Geek Cop Radio Network. They're driving me crazy.
TF Joe Mike here, and I'm with Tara the Rising Star. Hello.
Hey.
Before Tooncast episode 91 gets started, we have to reply to the latest iTunes review for Tooncast.
Wait, really?
Hold on. And the reason why Kevin isn't here is because not sure if he's actually going to be in episode 91 or not. He may be, he may not be, I'm not sure. He hasn't let me know yet. So, we got another iTunes review as of, February 1st, 2011 on the US side. It's a 4-star review. The title of the review is Keep the Personal Life Out of It. Okay. It's by Grimalkin J. Yeah, nice name, dude. Here's what he says, or he, she, it, whatever, I don't know. I really enjoyed this podcast. It's well-researched, interesting. I love the history behind the cartoons, how they fit into the history of the animation and history in general. I really enjoy hearing each one of you talk about what your least and most favorite characters are. I would have given it 5 stars except for 2 reasons. One, Steve, stop cutting people off. I understand you're the facilitator, you're the host, and it's your podcast. Damn it, you can swear up a storm if you want to. But it's like shifting subjects without a clutch and detracts from the whole show. There's times when you're reading from a script, and when you're not very excited about it, we can tell. Dude, first of all, my name's Mike. Steve Megatron has only been on 6 episodes out of 100 of Tooncast. So get your damn facts straight.
That's right. Get your facts straight before you go on and comment.
Number 2. Tara, is she the producer's girlfriend or something?
Oh
no,
God.
She's not. Go ahead. You can take that.
Oh, my God. Okay, when you sent me this, let me just say this. Normally, I don't let little stupid things like this bug me. But it got kind of personal, which really pissed me off.
Yes.
First of all, no, I'm not his girlfriend. Number 2, I'm not a ditz.
Hold on. Let's get to that one. But yeah, no, she's not any of our girlfriends.
I'm from Canada, buddy. I don't know these people in real life. I know them just strictly through Skype and on the internet. I met Kevin through BehindTheVoiceActors.com, and then I got in touch with him and joined Telecast. That is how I ended up on this site.
Yes.
I'm not their girlfriend. We're just friends.
Yeah. And he goes on to further say, and this is where the personal stuff, and it's like, I find it very funny that his title of his review is Keep the Personal Life Out of It, yet he makes a personal attack on someone.
Yeah.
It's good to have a female geek perspective, yes. However, her Valley Girl accent and size really, really get on my nerves. Her best performance was when she left voicemail. She has a good voice when she reads. It's clear, easy to understand, but otherwise, she comes across as a ditz, and if she would tone down the accent, not talk so fast, or at least prepare her statements, I think she'd be a lot better. She hasn't shown any geek cred yet, just a lot of opinions, which is all right for her position, I suppose. The floor is yours.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, buddy, I'm not a ditz. I'm not a valley girl. I don't know what kind of frickin' accent you're talking about. I'm from Canada, so I don't know where you're from. I guess you're from somewhere in the States, but I don't have an accent. I guess maybe for you, because I'm from Canada, it sounds like I have an accent, but I don't. So I don't know how you want me to tone down my accent, because I don't have one. Number 2, I'm not a ditz. I am a second-year broadcasting and film college student. I am in a program that over a lot of people's Sorry, I'm in a program that a lot of people apply to, and only about 50 of us made it into first year. I am in my fourth semester of the program right now, and I am still in the program with very good marks and a very high academic standing. My program is very demanding, and it requires me to prepare a lot of written things for TV, radio, and film. I do not appreciate someone attacking me personally when, one, they do not know me in real life, they only know me through the podcast, and they have no right to call me a ditz or a valley girl. If you would actually listen to some of the things I had to say, you would understand that I am not a ditz, I am not a valley girl. So watch your damn mouth before you start attacking someone. Because honestly, buddy, from what I read from your comment, you do not know our podcast, you do not know us, so you have no right to go and comment. Your comment lacked any sense whatsoever. It absolutely made no sense because you don't even know the name of the host's name. You called him Steve. It's actually Mike. And if you actually went on the site, you would see TFG1 Mike, not Steve Megatron. Steve Megatron has his own podcast. And he is actually one of the
co-creators
of the Geekcast Network. So clearly, you do not know our network. So therefore, you have no right to be commenting on iTunes or anything for that matter. Another point I want to make across that you said, that I sigh and that, and again, with the accent, I don't really understand where that's coming from, and I prepare everything before the show. I know everything that we talk about inside and out. I am a true geek. I know almost all of the Disney cartoons. I know a lot of cartoons from the 80s and the 90s and recently. I also know a lot of movies, which makes sense because I'm a broadcasting and film student. So, therefore, I have a vast knowledge of all these things. You calling me out on that, did not respect that, did not appreciate it. So next time you're going to go and comment on one of our podcasts, do everyone a favor. Go to our website, go listen to some of our podcasts, and then come up with a decision. Don't just go and blatantly bash someone and attack them personally, especially when you're going to write your post as, keep the personal stuff out of it. You just contradicted yourself there. I really hope you realize that. And I'm going to kind of throw what you said back in your face. I really hope I'm speaking clearly and concisely enough for you to understand. And I hope my accent isn't disrupting you. And I hope I'm not sighing way too much for you. I would really hate to get on your nerves, as you put it. And if this was a video, I would be air quoting you right now. Because honestly, it's pathetic what you said. And hopefully this, my response to you doesn't get on your nerves either, but if it does, I really don't care because you got on my nerves, so I guess now we're even. But
Now, I do have to say that Tara came in, what episode did you come in on? Was it episode 82, right?
Teencast?
Yeah, for Teencast.
Yeah, Teencast 82 yeah. Cinderella. Yeah.
Yeah. Tara came in on episode 82, which was our Cinderella spotlight on the Cinderella films, okay? Before that, she had done a couple episodes of Telecast, and she was just getting used to Kevin, myself, Steve, whoever else that's worked with her on our network. You know, we were all getting used to each other, and, you know, there's a learning curve here, people. I mean, if you go back and you listen to the first, I don't know, 10, 12 episodes of Tooncast, not all of those episodes are the best episodes whatsoever. I mean, we try our best, and we're on a learning curve. I mean, Tooncast started almost 2 years ago. This podcast has been going 2 years strong, and yes, there are episodes that are going to have audio glitches. There are episodes that are going to have this, that, and the other thing. We try our best to make the best product as possible. As far as Tara goes, she's brand new to our network. You know, she's learning just like we learn. So, you know, and as far as I'm just totally reading into this, and I don't give a shit at this point. It's his title says keep the personal life out of it. The other thing that could probably mean is because he thought you were one of our girlfriends. And what the hell does that matter? I know for a fact of two podcasts that I listen to, Married to Movies and Date Night at the Movies. One, Married to Movies is a podcast over on Earth2.net, which is a married couple reviewing movies. Date Night at the Movies is a podcast over at Gadget Gurus Network, which is a couple in a relationship doing movies. So what does it matter if, any of us, I mean, hell, Steve's wife can make an appearance in one of the podcasts. Not saying that's going to happen, but you know what I mean? What does it matter to you what relationship the hosts have? I mean, yes, we're all friends, but, anyway, whatever. So yeah, now that that's out of the way, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we move on?
I just, if I ever came across as a Valley Girl or a ditz, I apologize. I'm just talking the way I normally talk. This is how I talk in everyday life. And I've been told by professionals in the industry that I have a very good voice for radio and TV. So I think I'm going to listen to them more than I'm going to listen to this ignoramus who clearly doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yes. And we will be moving on to episode 91, Top Cat, which Tara has never seen. Welcome to episode 91 of Tooncast, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Steve Gino Mike, and today, returning from parts unknown, driving the Knight 4000, is Dion. Dion, the music man. Hello, sir.
How are you? I don't know if pretty I want good, the Knight 4000. I think I'd take the original.
I put that in there specifically for you.
Dear, Knight 4000 indeed.
This red actually kind of suits me. I kind of like it. Dion has not been on the show since episode 6. Without getting too personal, where the hell have you been?
Dude, I've been it's just been crazy. I've actually been wanting to come back to these podcasts, and I have been wanting to get with you. It's just, life seems to take its toll, and you're right. I somehow do go to parts unknown. So, I do need to come back and help you guys out. I really do, because I missed a lot of this.
Yeah, well, we've got, and I've kind of, I haven't made like an official announcement post on geekcastradio.com yet, but we've got, I had been teasing it for a number of episodes here on Tooncast, and we've kind of already announced it that coming in November of this year, will be Tooncast's successor, which is Tooncast Beyond, which will focus on all of the cartoons from the year 2000 to whenever now is. So that way we'll be doing current cartoons, but we'll also have episodes in there called, I'm calling them DeLorean Time episodes, and that way we can go back to any cartoons that we missed here in Tooncast proper. But at this point, Tooncast has already written itself in the history books, because this is episode 91.
Oh, good. That means that in the other podcast, you'll have to cover the Powerpuff Girls.
We already did. That was episode 38.
Well, I mean, you'll, have to revisit it or something.
Oh, no. No. Once is enough. No. Once is enough. But Tooncast is pretty much done. Everyone who's supposed to be, like all the other hosts that are supposed to be on the last 7 episodes, episodes 93 through 99 are already set in stone, and all that stuff. Episode 100 will air June 1st, 2011, which is our 2-year anniversary. And that'll be it. So it's pretty much written itself. We just finished up the Disney Animation Spotlight, and
was a good set.
Yeah,
Set.
Yeah, I wish we had started differently with it. I wish I had had more of a plan, because the first part of the Spotlight was episodes 28 through 34, where we covered Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Oliver and Company, Sword in the Stone, Jungle Book, Aladdin.
Did you cover Cinderella?
Yeah, that's episode 82.
Yeah.
But the first part of it was kind of like starting off like the most, you know, most popular ones way back in the day, like Sleeping Beauty and Snow White.
Right.
And then the rest of it in that first part was mine and Kevin's. We each picked two favorite movies, which his were Jungle Book and Aladdin. Mine were Oliver and Company and Sword in the Stone. When we came back to the spotlight for part two, episodes 81 through 90 pretty much go in theatrical release year order. So we started with Pinocchio and we ended with Lion King.
Yeah.
Now, there are some that aren't in there because obviously it's only a 9-10 episode spotlight that we'll get to in. We're actually going to have a whole Tooncast Beyond. We're going to have seasons instead of just episodes. So it'll be season one, episode one, season two, episode, I think 31 is when season two starts. So, I mean, the episode numberings will still be 1 through 50, 1 through however many, but we're just going to break it up into seasons. So there'll be a whole season in Tooncast Beyond for the rest of the Disney films that we didn't get to cover in this spotlight here. So, but yes, today we're going to be talking about that Hip Cat Top Cat.
crazy.
I love Top Cat. Yes, getting into the history lesson here, Top Cat is a Hanna-Barbera primetime animated television series which ran from September 27th, 1961 to April 18th, 1962 for a run of 30 episodes on ABC Network. Reruns are played on Cartoon Network's classic animation network, Boomerang. So, general memories of Top Cat, sir. What do you remember watching this cartoon?
Let's see, Top Cat, probably one of the interesting cats, you know, cats to be. He's kind of the, I guess you could say, the Garfield before Garfield ever existed, because he would do crazy things, you know, just insane. He and his gang were always, you know, getting into schemes, it seems like, and he was very, of course, hip, and he was very just out there, and let's see, I think probably He had his funny moments. That was the thing about Top Cat, was he had his funny moments. He and Officer Dipple always had this love-hate relationship with each other.
Yeah.
So I you know, that was the funny part, was that he and Officer Dipple had a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
So
for me, I was watching a few episodes today on YouTube, which finding episodes on YouTube, which we'll get to a little bit later, is kind of
scarce.
Yeah, they're kind of hit or miss, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But when I was watching some episodes earlier today on YouTube, I watched the one where Benny wins this raffle thing or whatever to go to Hawaii.
Ah, yes. And
they all sneak aboard on the boat. It's the one with the old lady that's actually the man who counterfeits $5 bills.
Yeah.
I was watching that one, and I was watching the beginning of it when Benny comes walking up, and he's humming the Hawaiian, a few Hawaiian songs, and he rings Top Cat's doorbell on his trash can, and then he starts banging on the trash can, and then he opens the lid and says, "Top Cat," and Top Cat pops up, and it's, for some reason, it reminds me of Oscar the Grouch. Because Oscar the Grouch lives in a trash can.
Yes.
And Top Cat sleeps in a trash can.
Yes.
You know, so this whole thing. So, yeah. So that's what it reminds me of. I love this cartoon. This is probably one of my favorite Hanna-Barbera cartoons to watch because the adventures weren't just your everyday thing. It was, you know, like you said, it's Top Cat and the gang doing all kinds of different schemes.
They always seem to get in trouble no matter what. They seem not to be able to bail themselves out until the end of the show. And then they find something else to get in trouble with, but you don't see that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it was just so fun. And I love all of the characters in this cartoon. Just amazing. Getting into the characters and the voice actors here. we're going to kind of go down the line here. Starting with Benny the Ball. Benny is Top Cat's right-hand man. He is short, innocent, chubby, naive, and cute. A blue-colored cat with white sweater that fastens with a single button at his neck. Benny is the one that, The gaming relationship between Benny and Top Cat is based on devoted friendship between them. An example of the lengths to which Top Cat will go to help Benny is illustrated by the episode A Visit from Mother, in which Top Cat arranges for Benny to appear to be the mayor of New York City.
That's the kind of mischief I'm talking about.
Yes, exactly. What did you think of Benny?
Benny was very comical.
Yeah.
I think that just the stuff, you know, Benny was very comical. Benny, I would say, probably, well, besides Benny, Choo Choo also provided comic relief. I think all of them provided comic relief.
But yeah, they kind of all did.
Benny sometimes did funnier things than the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
I noticed.
It was kind of a group effort on the comedy bits, because you have each part of the gang to do different stuff. Wasn't Choo Choo the one that was... No, that's Fancy Fancy. Yeah, Fancy was the one that always was going after the ladies.
Yeah.
Which was just
that really
amazing.
Didn't work out so well for him.
Not normally, no.
It didn't...
And I gotta say, looking at the voice cast for this one, the only one I recognize, the only two that I recognize, three that
I recognize.
What, Chuck? because I was reading down the list as I was going along. The only three that I really recognize on here is Paul Frees. He was various voices in four different episodes. Gene Vanderpyle, who was Fifi, and Don Messick was Patrolman and Patrolman Prowler, and a few other voices. But like for the main,
it was a voice god for Hanna-Barbera, if you ask.
I know. We've praised Mr. Messick enough. You know, not enough, but I mean we've praised him plenty of time in the past. But as far as, like, the overall voice cast, like, for Top Cat, Arnold Stang, I have no idea who that is.
I've never.
Yeah, I mean, all of these voices for the main characters, none of them I recognize whatsoever. You got Arnold Stang.
Which role did he?
Top Cat.
Okay.
Maurice Gosfield played Benny. Leo DeLion played Spook. Alan Jenkins played Officer Dibble. Marvin Kaplan played Choo Choo. John Stevenson, who I kind of recognize his name.
His name sounds familiar from somewhere.
Yeah, he played Fancy. What else has he done in? Let's see. He's done a number of things. He was a showroom announcer in Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas. He's done a number of stuff for, like, Scooby-Doo and Johnny Bravo. Oh, wow, he was Mr. Slate. And Johnny Bravo.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. Mr. Slate in Flintstones. Okay. Yeah, I know
okay.
This guy. Yeah, he was the voice of Mr. Slate. But I mean, just looking at his name under the Top Cat listing here on IMDb, I didn't recognize him off the top of my head. So, but yeah. Very, very, very cool.
Well, didn't she? If this is the same person I'm thinking of, Gene Vanderhall, was she? Will
that was Wilma.
Wilma.
Yeah. That's why I recognize her name.
Nobody knew who she was. As a voice actor.
At the time, you mean?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really knew who she was until the Flintstones started.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And then when she got famous enough for that role, you know, of course, then Top Cat probably came along and she started doing that.
Yeah, I think she's done a lot of Wilma. I think for the majority of the long haul of that show. Yeah. So, getting back into the characters, Choo Choo, aka Chooch, is the enthusiastic and devoted to Top Cat, even when he's clueless as to what he's doing. He's a pink cat with white long sleeve turtleneck shirt and is the tallest of the Alley Gang.
And he's so New York.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
He's just, what's going on, TC?
Yep. That's actually a good impression. Oh, God.
Well, you sit here and watch it enough.
I know. Yeah. And then you have The Brain. And I don't mean The Brain as in Mr. Maurice LaMarche. I mean Brain as in the cat Brain. Yes. Brain appears to be the common henchman to Top Cat. Contrary to his name, which appears to have been given in jest or sarcasm, Brain is the dim-witted member of the Alley Gang, an orange cat with purple t-shirt and black line. Brain is notorious for being unable to keep a secret and for his stuttering. He also seems to be in charge of the group's money, which they rarely have. very, very funny. Brain has some interesting moments in some of the episodes. Then you have Fancy Fancy, who also appears to be a common henchman to Top Cat. He is laid back, sweet talking, and is regularly seen chatting up the ladies before leaving them when hearing the dustbin lid call. Brown cat with a white scarf here resembles Spook in appearance, and his voice is provided by John Stevenson. And the character was based on Cary Grant. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that's neat.
It's very interesting. And Spook rarely speaks in the episodes, but when he does, a torrent of likes are used. And similar to Fancy Fancy, his demeanor and appearance, a sweet-talking cat whose vernacular is based on that of a beatnik. He is a pool shark with a green fur and torn black tie. And then you've got the, you know, Top Cat, who is the yellow cat with the little, I guess, I don't think it's a sweater vest, but it's some sort of vest, and he's got
it's a type of vest that he's got on.
Yeah. Top Cat is the leader. He's the schemer. He's the one that will take all the credit for everything, whether he came up with the idea or not. And then Officer Dibble is the NYPD policeman whose beat includes the alley. Though he usually resents the gang's presence in the alley, there are times when he respects and loves them. He wants Top Cat to clean up the alley and to stay off his telephone, and is sometimes called variations of his name by Top Cat, such as Dabble, Drubble, Dribble, and Dripple, and so on. Who is your favorite character out of the bunch here?
There's too many. Because they're all funny. I would probably say I think I'd have two.
Okay.
Benny and probably Choo-Choo, because they just seem to, in my mind, they seem to stand out more, I think.
Yeah.
Because they...
I'm going to cheat and say them all.
Huh?
I'm going to cheat and say I like all of them.
Well, you've got, after a while, you do like all of them, because you're like, okay, this is, you know, at first you don't think it'll work, but then, you know, I mean, if you run for almost 2 years or a little over that, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just a really great, lovable bunch. There's a bunch of cameos, apparently. In one episode, at the right end of bottom of a comic book that Top Cat is reading, there's a Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound comic. In another episode, we've got the statues are modeled after Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, so we've got
Flintstones.
Anything else from them? Yep. In A Visit from Mother, episode El Kabong, Quick Draw McGraw alter ego is seen singing in the background. That's interesting. Oh, wow. In one of the episodes of another Hanna-Barbera production, The Powerpuff Girls, Top Cat can be briefly seen in the background before the end shot.
That's disturbing.
That's funny.
Wow.
Yes. And getting into some behind-the-scenes stuff here. As far as some history stuff on Top Cat, it was originally broadcast on Wednesdays at 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Top Cat was co-sponsored by Kellogg's and Bristol-Myers. The central character, Top Cat, called TC by Two Close Friends, providing it's with dignity. Lyrics of the theme song say it's the leader of the gang of New York City Alley Cats, Fancy Fancy Spook, Benny the Ball, and the Brandon Choo Choo. Top Cat and his gang were inspired by characters from the popular situation comedy You'll Never Get Rich, later called The Phil Silvers Show. It has also been said that the Bowery Boys influenced the show as well. Even Arnold Stang's voicing of Top Cat strongly resembled Phil Silvers' voice. Another possible source material was Hokey Wolf, a segment on the Huckleberry Hound show, which also had parallels to the Phil Silvers show. So that's very interesting. Outside of Hannah and Barbara, as far as some of the credits, actually, there's only one of the Kim Platt. So outside of Hannah and Barbara, that's pretty much all we have listed for that.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be kind of different for the actual show because there isn't – I couldn't find like a real even a short plot synopsis. So basically what I did for the actual show, I just found a list of all the different episodes.
Did you happen to maybe look on Wikipedia or something like that?
Yes, that's where I looked for it, and it didn't have it. That's where I get all the information is Wikipedia, okay. And it didn't have an actual plot synopsis. I mean, the plot synopsis is fairly easy for the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's Top Cat and the gang having their adventures in New York City while trying to outwit Dibble. I mean,
how crazy can you get?
Yeah, exactly. The first episode that aired September 27, 1961, Hawaii, Here We Come. Benny wins a trip to Hawaii on a ship. This leads to Top Cat and the rest of the gang joining him on his trip by stowing away. I mean, it's those types of adventures that they have. And for the... You know, I think it was... What are these 7-minute cartoons, would you say?
No, because if they were 30... If it was on originally from 8:30 to 9, I'd say they were at least about 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, unless they...
I think it was like a 30-minute program that had several.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because when I've seen them on Boomerang, I've only seen one episode.
That could be it. Well, I guess people are gonna have to write in or call into the voicemail line.
Let us know.
Because
I'm thinking it was one cartoon. Obviously, they had just commercials spliced in because they had to pay the advertisers, but.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it was just one 30-minute cartoon per show.
Yeah. Here's what IMDb has for it as far as storyline goes, which I kind of already brought this up. But set in the Isles, New York City, Top Cat tells the story of a gang of low-life cats with their charismatic leader, Top Cat. With ability and mischief, Top Cat will always try to get rich, gambling to eat for free or to play jokes on someone. But he is always being watched by Officer Dibble, who is very strict and fierce with them. In fact, is a friend to all of them. And yeah, it doesn't really have that much detail. As far as some trivia stuff, there's only a couple of them. Let's see. The show was a parody of Phil Silvers' show. We already said that. Character Benny the Ball was voiced by Maurice Gosfield. He also played Private Duane Doberman on the Phil Silvers' show. Oh, wow, that's interesting. It was produced in color but broadcast in black and white during the original ABC run of the show. And Officer Dibble's wife was frequently mentioned but never shown. Very, very interesting.
That is interesting. It was produced in color, but shown in black and white.
Yeah,
because nowadays we see the color editions.
Yep. Let's see. I gotta say, like, I remember watching several different episodes for this, but... one of my favorite episodes is the one where the where Officer Dibble goes in and gets a record he's been waiting for from the music store, and it's of this violinist playing.
Yeah.
And Benny has this beat-up old violin, and some record producer is driving down the street, and what they're hearing is the record from Officer Dibble's apartment, but no one knows this. And but what they're seeing is Benny playing the violin.
Oh, that's my favorite one. I love that one. That one's funny.
Yeah, that was such a cool episode. Very cool. And getting into the music segment, much like all of the majority of the other Hanna-Barbera shows, the series music was done by Hoyt Curtin. I love this theme song. This theme song was amazing. It's very, very cool, and the story that it depicts as the animation's going along is cool as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's just awesome. Let's see, getting into the legacy segment here. There are DVDs. There's actually, for the USA, the box set Complete Series was released with all 30 episodes in December of 2004. So Top Cat, the Complete Series, is out on DVD. It has features, commentary on various episodes, Back to Hoagie's Alley, the making of Top Cat, retrospective featurette, interviews, Cool Cats, and Interview Alley, Top Cat sing-along, production sketches, storyboards, and TV spot, Top Cat, Kellogg's commercials, U.S. release only. And then it was released in volumes over in the U.K.,
It's almost like we got the whole thing first before they did.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Be very, very cool to get that DVD set, because I don't actually have it at this point.
I didn't even know it was on DVD.
Yeah, it is. As far as some other appearances in Hanna-Barbera-related shows, Top Cat's theme is featured in the Flintstones episode Surf and Fred, when Barney and Betty discover that Jimmy Darroch is in fact not a lifeguard. Officer Dibble makes a cameo appearance in the Flintstones episode Time Machine as a policeman in the future. In 1985, Top Cat appeared in Yogi's Treasure Hunt. Top Cat and his gang appeared in Yogi's Ark Lark. Let's see, 87, he appeared in Top Cat and the Beverly Hills Cats, part of the Hanna-Barbera Superstars 10 film series, in the Fender Bender 500 segment of Wake, Rattle, and Roll. 1991, Top Cat was a teenage cat, but he still lived in a trash can on NBC's Yo Yogi, voiced by Artie Johnson. Top Cat was seen in the Cartoon Network Rap in 1995. For some weird reason, he showed up in Duck Dodgers episode Canine Quarry. Top Cat was amongst the poached characters on the alien hunter's ship. That's funny.
That's cool.
Let's see. Top Cat and his gang appeared in the Harvey Birdman Attorney at Law episode Mindless, with Top Cat and Choo Choo voiced by Tom Kenny. Benny the Ball voiced by Maurice LaMarche, and Fancy Fancy voiced by Chris Edgerly. The Brain has no dialogue and Spook is nowhere to be seen. That episode, Harvey Birdman takes Top Cat and his gang home. Top Cat gets sued for bookmaking and running illegal gambling service out of Harvey's home. And is sentenced to probation. Let's see. Top Cat was seen briefly driving a motorcycle in the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends episode, Cheese a Go-Go. That's kind of interesting. And as I said before, Top Cat, Benny, and Brain made cameo appearances at the end of the Powerpuff Girls episode, Catastrophe. They can be seen at the bottom left corner of the screen. Note, instead of his hat, Top Cat has a splat of slime on his head.
Okay!
Top Cat and Benny appeared in the My Life as a Teenage Robot episode, Toying with Jenny. They can be seen at the checkout desk when Jenny is looking at the Jenny's toys. Let's see. In the Futurama episode, That Darn Cats, picture of Top Cat is seen. Top Cat made a cameo appearance in Wow Wow Wabuzzy. Whatever the hell.
I never even heard of that. But all right.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either. So, The gang's adventures continued off-screen in comic books as Dell, which became Gold Key, published 31 issues from 1961 to 70. Charlton Comics published 20 more issues from 1970 to 73 in Mexico. I can't even pronounce that. They basically featured him in a comic in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little golden book, and Dura Books have both produced hardcover children's books starring Top Cat. Wow, this is taking me back, actually. There was a Viewmaster. TC and friends appeared on 3 Viewmaster reels in 1962. These were titled Metal for Meddling, Zoo Operation, and No Catfishing. Oh, God. That's hilarious. I miss Viewmasters. The original TV soundtrack was released by Colpix Records in 1962, consisting of slightly edited versions of The Unscratchables and Top Cat Falls in Love. In 1965, Hanna-Barbera Records released LP titled Robin Hood, starring Top Cat. TC and the gang were pictured as merry men on the cover. Songs included Top Cat, M-O-N-E-Y, Dibble, Robin Hood, and Buddies. It was re-released in 77 on Columbia Records' Special Products label. You know, it's this thing has been broadcast everywhere.
I think it's been on USA, if I remember right.
Yeah. Let's see. Television syndication from 1970 to 1993. It was featured on USA Cartoon Express, NBC, ABC, Cartoon Network, Kids WB, and Boomerang.
I didn't know it was on Kids WB.
Yep.
Wow.
From 97 and 2001.
Huh.
Yep. It's very funny. For those of you who are Canadian listeners, Top Cat was among the first programs aired on CTV, the country's first private television network, commenced broadcast in October 1961. So, yay, Canada. Let's see here. As far as a... I'm trying to think here. Let's see. It was also released in the UK as Boss Cat. I don't know why they had to...
Okay.
Yeah, in the UK, the show was first aired on BBC Television, now called BBC One, but renamed Boss Cat shortly after it premiered in 1962 because Top Cat was also the name of a brand of cat food. Oh, lovely. Alrighty then. So, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with final thoughts and the outro.
Tooncast will be back after these messages.
Hey, guys. Raphael here of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Did you say podcast? Dudes! Dudettes! You're listening to the podcast on the Geekcast Radio Network. Cowabunga!
Hey, guys. It's Mike Hunt. And we here at IGN have just put together a totally cool list of the top 100 anime. Oh my god, what's happening?
I am from the Geekcast Radio Network, and I have been sent from the cartoon gods to do away with your crappy top 100 list and to enlist all of the other geek gods from across the internet. With our powers combined, we will create the most epic top 100 list of all time, and forever put you peons at IGN to shame. So go tell all the other morons at IGN to take cover, because the Geekcast Radio Network's top 100 animated series of all time list is coming soon.
This is Dr. Wily, and I will destroy Mega Man while listening to Tooncast.
Folks over at GeekCastRadio.com, and I want you to listen to it because it's the world's first Beast Wars and Beast Machines review podcast. If you don't listen to it, I will send my vehicle
Hello, nurses and friends of nurses. Yakko Warner here, and you're listening to a podcast on the Geekcast Radio Network. Lucky you.
Do you like retro shows? Did you grow up in either the 80s or the 90s? Then tune into Telecast, GeekCastRadio.com's newest podcast. Join us here on the Telecast as we revisit some of your favorite shows, such as Clarissa Explains It All, Salute Your Shorts, Saved by the Bell, and much, much more, only on GeekCastRadio.com.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of Tooncast coming this week.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am your host, TFG1 Mike from the GCRN, and joining me is Zordon himself. Scotty Cash.
That's right, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network, and today we're introducing you to the audio version of From the Command Center, the podcast that will tell our intake on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the episodes, the seasons, and all that other good stuff.
So I know this has kind of been a short episode, but Dion, what are your final thoughts, memories on Top Cat?
My memories of Top Cat, final thoughts on Top Cat, it was a very funny show. It was well put together. The characters had funny adventures that you could just sit and laugh at, and you know, you can actually watch this cartoon, like if you're a grown-up or something, you could watch it with your kids, and you don't have to worry about all the violence. There really isn't any.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was very funny, very tongue-in-cheek, TFG, if you actually notice, it was very tongue-in-cheek back then.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what made this cartoon so funny, was that a lot of tongue-in-cheek moments went into this. You got, you know, a lot of the good, you've got some very good voice actors and actresses doing characters, even if you've never heard of them.
The voices were amazing in this show.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, those are my greatest memories. I'm glad that they've put this out on DVD. Now I have to get it because I didn't know it was out there. But, you know, that's really good that they're trying to. I think it's the final thought is this: they're trying to bring back old school cartoons. If they're put on DVD releases.
Oh yeah.
Because, well, let's face it, some of the new cartoons, they suck. But you know, it's really, and I'm not knocking new cartoons. I want people to understand that, but I don't want TFG getting hate mail. Oh, this person said, you know, Dion said that new cartoons suck. Well, I didn't say all of them do. I just, some of them do.
90% of them.
Yeah, you know, 90% of them do. So you've got 10% that are good, and that's a really low number. But the point, you know, back, you know, I digress because I know I'm getting off topic here, but the whole Top Cat show, just all together, very good memories, very funny stuff, very good tongue-in-cheek moments. The whole family can sit around and watch this. And, you know, if you're, you know, say in your 50s or something like that, or 60s even, you can actually, you know, tell your kids, look, this is what I grew up with when I was your age. And, you know, everybody can sit around and just watch it, even if it is on a DVD.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would agree. The voice cast is amazing, even though we don't recognize a lot of their names. Just the characters that just have amazing, amazing voices. The theme song was great. The interactions between the gang and Dibble were great as well. Just all the zany, wacky adventures they went on. So very, very awesome. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. Leave feedback in iTunes, please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The show name there is GCR and Tooncast. Mine is TFG and Mike. What is your Twitter?
My Twitter is THEMUSICMAN08. That is my Twitter page. That's actually my Twitter name, actually. But
yeah.
if you're following, if you want to go look at my Twitter page, you can go to www.twitter.com/themusicman08. All lowercase, no spaces, and there's no number sign before the 0 and 8, so you can follow me there.
Yes, and you can become a fan of us over on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Call our voicemail line, tell us what show you're leaving a message for, and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast and wish you will join us next time when we will be talking about Recess. For now, I am TFG on Mike with...
I am the Music Man.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.